Meshalem Aleichem, sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for Rabbi Marni Mirazi Sheichu, the Nishmas Vasya Vas Mordechai, and the schus Nachgeta Vasuchem Tzvi, Bechal Tzecha Latzeha. And we're going to base the Shir on the Torah of Mordechai Rabbi, Hagon HaMufla VaHaMuflag, Rav Manzat Tzal, the Parashat VaYetze, Anachum Beperek Chavtet, Pasuk, Chav Hei, V'achar Kach Pasuk Chav Vav. So we know that Yaakov makes an agreement, Lavan, that he's going to work 7 years for Rachel, and Lavan, true to form, exchanges Leah for Rachel. V'ayba boker v'nehi Leah. It was in the morning, and suddenly she was Leah. Remember, I love and Mazel says, Cecily, what did you do to me? V'ayba Rachel avadati mechai, I worked for Rachel. Lord, me saying, why did you mislead me? Yomalavan lo yasekhen bim komenu. No, Lavan was a tzaddik, quote unquote. He said, we don't do this in our place. Lase sat seira lifne abachira. To give the younger girl before the older girl, we don't do that shtick. We go in order. First the older girl, then the younger girl. So of course he got the older girl. So, you really have no tainas on me, Yaakov Avinu. Sorry. So that is those are the psukim. And, Kedarkeinu B'Kodesh, we have a number of questions. Number one, Pasuk Chaf Hei. He said, I worked for Rachel, why did you cheat me? And let's say he hadn't worked for Rachel. Would it have been okay for Lavan to have cheated him? No. You don't cheat any of the person even if they don't work for what you agreed upon. They made an agreement. An agreement is an agreement. It doesn't matter whether he worked for it or not. So why does he say, hey, I worked for Rachel, why did you cheat me? No. Why did you cheat me? Is it stark enough time without you having worked for Rachel, even if you hadn't worked for Rachel? The Or HaChaim HaKadosh asks, what does it mean when it says in the Pasuk, Mazo Sisali? It's mashma that it's in addition to V'lamari Misani. There are two things here. What did you do to me? And why did you cheat me? Pashtus is only one thing. You cheated him. So what's the Mazo Sisali in addition to V'lamari Misani? Why did you cheat me? Pasuk Chavches. Pasuk Chavav. Ve'yomer Lavan lo yaz yesekhen b'mkomenu. We don't do this in our place. What's this answer? Lavan knew that, and yet he still made the promise. So what is he saying? No, we don't give the younger girl before the older girl. Okay, then why'd you promise? what was he thinking? Now, does Yaakov say, why'd you cheat me? He said, yeah, because we don't do it that way here. Yeah, okay, but you made an agreement. An agreement is an agreement. Look in the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, and when he writes at the beginning of the parasha, Pasuk Yudches is Ve'av Yaakov Yisrochel V'yom Re'avot Chashev V'shanu Baruch Hu B'Yitchak Tana. So the Pasuk Yudches, that Jacob loved Rachel, and he said, I'm going to work for 7 years. For Rachel, your young daughter. So Rashi says, why does it have to say, Bitchaktana, your young daughter? We know. It's Rachel. So you just say, Rachel is enough. So Rashi responds to that, but that's a question. What's the afternoon sound with somebody get tests? V'yamalav and tov tisiosa lecha, mitisiosa lisha achir shvayimadi. Lovin says, better I give her to you and I give her to another man, sit with me. So, why does he say this lashon of matana? It's not a matana, he's working for her. Also, like the Or HaChaim HaKadosh asks, why do you have to say this bechlal? Better I give her to you than give her to somebody else. And also the Lashon of Shiva Imadi, sit with me. What's that Lashon of sit with me? Could have said remain in town, or sit with me. So we want to understand that Lashon Ayin Baruch Chaim HaKadosh, who speaks about this. Later on, 31:15, it says, "Halo nachri as rachon lev say nachri as hashem lokim acharanu v'elgam acholus kuspein." We were like foreigners to him. We were like strange people. He sold us, and he ate our money. Rashi says that normally a person gives a dowry for his daughters when they get married, but he treated us like strange girls. He sold us for your work. So you see that it's a genai, it's disgraceful what Lavan did, that he gave his daughters in such a way. So if that's, it's a genai, then why did they make this agreement in the first place? Yaakov himself suggested it. He said, let me work 7 years for your daughter. If it's such a gnai, if it's so disgraceful, then how can Yaakov suggest it? So it appears as follows, that Lavan's taina was, it's an amazing dialogue that we're going to see now, beneath the surface that was going on between Yaakov and Lavan. Lavan's taina is lo yasekein b'mekomeinu. Lavan's taina is, that's not the way it works over here. And therefore, you can't take Rachel before Leah. And Yaakov knew this. So if Yaakov knew this minug, that's not the way it works, so then how did Yaakov want to take Rachel first? Yerachayim talks about this in Pasuk Chavav. So the answer is that's only if the father marries off his daughter. When the father marries off his daughter, he doesn't marry the younger one before the older one. But if somebody's getting married without the father, so he could take whoever he wants. He doesn't care who's younger, who's older. It's the father's responsibility. First you take care of the older one, then you take care of the younger one. But if it's somebody else, machpatlo, older, younger, machpatlo. You take the younger just like you take the older. So Yaakov knew that Lavan won't give the younger one first. So Yaakov said to him that I want you to release Rachel. Release Rachel from your possession, and I want to marry her independent of you. And then I can marry the younger one before the older one. And therefore, there's going to be no gnai. It's not going to be disgraceful. He gave the younger one before the older one. Right? Because that's not the, we said, it's not the minhag ha-makom. So in order to avoid that, just let her out of your possession. And then I can marry her first. What's the sign of working for 7 years? Working for 7 years is in order that he should release Rachel. And this makes like a dignified transaction. Listen, you're not going to give the younger one before the older one, because the minhag is to give the older one first. Makes sense? So you know what? I'm going to work for 7 years. And in exchange for that, I want you to free Rachel from your chazakah. And then I can marry her independent of you, and then you won't be giving her away. I'm taking her independently. That's what it means. I'm going to work for 7 years. Baruch Bitcha Ktana. That's why he emphasizes your younger daughter. Since she's your younger daughter, you can't marry her off before Leah. That's only when you're the one marrying her off. So I'm going to work for 7 years so that she goes out of your rishus. And then I can marry Rachel. Now we understand why Yaakov suggested he work for 7 years. We asked before, And if it's such a ganai, right, what does Rashi say? Rashi says, normally a father gives a, in the dunya, he gives a dowry for his daughters, and they get married. And here, he sold this bischar pa'ula. Yeah, but that was Yaakov's suggestion. The answer is Yaakov suggested it because this way Rachel will be released from Lavan's possession, from his chazaka, micheskaso, and therefore he can marry her before Leah. And that's why he emphasizes bitcha ktana. Because she's your younger daughter, I need to work for these 7 years in exchange for you freeing her. So it's not going to be a gnai. That's the way I'm going to get you to let her get married first. And that it says in Pasuk Yates, Vayomer Lavan. In other words, now Lavan is preparing his chicanery, his trickery. Lavan was a tricky guy, right? So he says, listen, better give her to you than to someone else. Oh, Lavan said, I'm the one giving. I would rather give her to you than to someone else. So I'm the one giving. But it can't be done. Bizlayasa can bim komenu. Can't give the older one before the younger one. The younger one before the older one. And therefore, what does he say to him? He says, Shavayim adi. What is Shavayim adi? I want you to sit with me. What does it mean, sit with me? He didn't say to him, work for Rachel. He didn't say to him, work for Rachel. Because the only reason he'd be working for Rachel is in order to release Rachel from Lavan's possession. He was just merames him. He was alluding to Yaakov, hinting to Yaakov, that as far as the avoda goes, then he should do what he does. In other words, Shavai Madi, sit with me and work. Yeah, do what you said. With the working, I want you to work. But I didn't say I'm going to let her go free. That I'm not saying. I'm just saying Shavai Madi, like Shavai Madi. Dwell with me. Do your work, like you said. Work for me. But I'm not promising to free Rachel. And if we said to him, I'd better give her to you than to another man. Meaning, it's me doing the giving, so I'm not letting her go. And then that it says, Pasuk Chaf, Vayavod Yaakov Baruchel Sheva Shanim. The Rechaim HaKadosh says that he was mefarsim and he was working, he was publicizing that he's working for Rachel. That he wants to show him, working for Rachel Bitcha Ktana. And therefore, there's going to be no chisaron of not giving that you're not allowed to give the younger one before the older one, because now she's going to be freed. That's what it means. He was working for 7 years, telling him, "Hey, I'm working for Rachel." And that's why Yaakov made this point, and Lavan didn't argue. And now it says in Pasuk Chaf Beis, "Vayasef Lavan is called Shem Makom Yasem Mishta." Lavan gathered all the people of the town, of the place, and he made a party. What's the pasuk telling us? He made a party. He didn't make a party for the whole people of the town. Who cares? The answer is, again, he's preparing his ramos. He's preparing his trickery. So, who's making the party? Lavan's making the party. Like in the Haredi world in Eretz Yisrael, it's not like that among the Chilonim. But among the Haredim, whenever there's a wedding, it's the parents making the wedding. The parents do everything. The parents order the hall, the parents get the photographer, the parents get the food, the parents pay for everything. The parents pay for before, the parents pay for after. And the kids get each other gifts, you know, the boy buys the girl jewelry, and the girl buys the boy a shas, whatever it may be. It's the girl's parents buying the boy a shas. It's the boy's parents buying the girl's jewelry. It's all the parents. And among the chilonim, you know, they're getting married when they're not from, so they're getting married in their like 20s, 30s, 40s, so they already have their own money. It's their own job to get married, and they invite the parents come as invited guests. That's the way I heard it works over there. I've never been irreligious before, Baruch Hashem, but that's what I heard. So here also, what's happening? Lavan's making the party. Lavan's party. So it's Lavan's party, so it means he's the one marrying off his daughter. So that's why he can say, I can't give my younger daughter before my older daughter, because he's the one making the party. So again, like Lovin said before, I'd rather give her to you and give her another man. It's me doing the giving. And here Lovin makes the party. This is my, I'm marrying off my daughter, like we have that expression. Marry off your child. I'm marrying her off. She's not doing this independently. And then Yankov ties back to Lovin. Mazosa Sisali. What did you do to me? In other words, from the fact that you gave me Leah, because in this town you don't do that. You don't give the younger one before the older one. So in other words, you're the one marrying off your daughter. And therefore you can't, in our town, the minig is not to give the younger one before the older one. And therefore there's no taina of why you gave me Rachel, why you gave me Leah, not Rachel. You were the one doing it. You were doing the asiya. Okay. But halo barachal avati imach v'lamari misani. In other words, why did you make me work for 7 years? When a father marries off his daughter, then the chassan doesn't have to work 7 years, that it, she should, that the father should free him, her from his rishus, that he's not the one marrying her off. That was Yaakov's idea. He says, listen, I'm going to work, and therefore it's not you marrying her off. I'm working, it's in order to release her from your chazaka. But you didn't release her from your chazaka. So what did you do to me? You were the one doing it. You didn't release her from your chazaka. If that's true, I worked for Rachel. So why was I working for Rachel if you didn't sell her? That's why I was working for her. And if I was working for her, then you're not the one marrying her off. She's getting married independently. And then Lame Rimi Sani, why did you cheat me and give me Leah? Why did you cheat me and give me Leah? So that's the Kefal Aloshin. Mazos Sisali. What did you do to me? In other words, you were the one marrying off Rachel. Then why did you make me work for you for 7 years? Why was I working for all those years if you weren't releasing Rachel? And then Lama Rimi Sani, and then why'd you give me Leah instead? And Lavan's answer is, Leyasekhen Bimkomenu. It's not the way we do it over here. In other words, vis-a-vis the marriage of the father of a daughter. When I'm marrying her off, I have to marry off the older one first. You have time as in your avoda. Why did you work? And then it says in Pasuk of Zayin, Malei Shavua Zos. Finish this week. Vinitna lecha gam es zos ba'avoda asher tavod imadi od sheva shana macheras. And I'm going to give you this one as well if you work for me for another 7 years. In other words, even now, that I already gave you Leah, and now Rachel can get married through me, and there's no problem of Loyasa Kendum Komenu. That's not the way it's done over here, because now the older one already got married. I'm only giving her to you if you work. And that's what the tainas of the girls was. Our father, He didn't give us a dowry. He just made you work for us. He didn't give, he just took. That's what he's doing over here. He's saying, listen, now I can give you Rachel, work another 7 years. And from the fact that now he has to work another 7 years for Rachel, must mean Rachel was never released. She's still in her father's domain. And that's why there's a lo yesa ken b'mkomeinu. It's not the way it's done over here. I have to give the older one before the younger one. And in Mela, there's no Ramos. I didn't cheat you. Rachel was still in my Rishus. So I had to give Leah first. And I never agreed that I was going to give Rachel first. I just agreed that you should work. I didn't agree to give Rachel first. And that's why you're working another 7 years to get Rachel. Because she's still in my possession. But at the end of the day, there was still a Ramos over here. Because Yaakov's intention was to work for Rachel, not for Leah. That's why his name is Lavan Arami, Lashon Ramai. So you can say that Lavan was cool that he gave Leah because Lo Yesa Ken B'Mkomeinu. But then why did he make Yaakov work 7 years? Mazosa Sisali, what did you do to me that you made me work all those years? You cheated me and you gave me Leah. He said, no, I didn't cheat you and give you Leah. Lo Yesa Ken B'Mkomeinu, I had to give you Leah first. Because Rachel was never released. Okay, Rachel was never released, so you're a cheater and a scoundrel for making work all those years. And I was only working in order to get Rachel, that you should free her. So that was the whole give and take over here between Yaakov and Lavan. Was that Lavan was setting up the whole time that he should cheat Yaakov. He says to him, no, it's me doing the giving. I'd rather give her to you than give her to someone else. It's me doing the giving. You sit with me and you work, but who says I'm going to give you Rachel first? And then Itaka gives Leah, and Yaakov has time. He says, no, but Rachel was never freed, so I have to give Leah first. And then Yaakov's answer is, if that's true, then why'd you make me work, you liar? So that's the one Mahalach in this parasha, and of course there's a velt more to say, so please stay tuned, and I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.